I don't know whether you were listening yesterday when we were discussing some of the anomalies of the COVID recreation rule. It was in the context of everything is okay in your own LGA, your local government area, but don't stray more than 5Ks from home if you cross the boundary. And this, of course, leads to some fairly ridiculous outcomes. And I was searching for an extreme example. So I said, if you live in Edgeworth, you'll be able to go technically for a swim at Summerland Point. Somebody texted me and said, no, you can't. Summerland Point is not in Lake Macquarie. And I've gone, what? Despite growing up in Toronto and still living in Lake Macquarie to this day, I was never aware that the Point Wollstonecroft Peninsula is part of Wyong or the Central Coast Council and not Lake Macquarie. Why? Lake Councillor Jason Pauling has been looking into this and joins me now. Jason, thanks for coming on the program this afternoon.
Yep, absolute pleasure.
So when you look at a map of Lake Macquarie, it's just a little odd where that boundary goes, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. When you look at a map, and if listeners do bother to pull up the map, they'll see that the scenario from a physical geography perspective is absolutely ridiculous, because the northern part of that peninsula is well and truly considerably far further north than other parts of the nominal city of Lake Macquarie.
Okay, so places like Gwendolyn, Summerlin Point and Point Wollstonecroft, should they be in Lake Macquarie, do you think?
That's a different chat. I think from a logical point of view, the answer is absolutely yes, when you look at the boundaries and the geographic nature. It gets more complex I don't understand the history. I don't know why the history is the way it is, and I don't know that that's particularly relevant now to how we fix it. But where I've had difficulties in supporting this in full has been some of the logistical considerations and economic impacts of unravelling the sins of our past. So these areas are quite difficult to get to from Lake Macquarie, given the presence of the lake. And so that creates some servicing issues, and with that comes some cost issues. And I haven't received the data in relation to that to form a final opinion with respect to whether this change of geographical ownership for these suburbs is worthwhile or not.
Is it being driven by residents at all? How do they feel about it? Are they happy to be Central Coast, or would they prefer to be in Lake Macquarie?
Oh, I think it depends who you talk to. Like most things, that's a bit of a mixed bag. There are certainly some quite vocal residents that would much rather be part of Lake Macquarie. Part of that, you know, could be grass is greener type effect as well. I don't know how well they are serviced by the Central Coast, because once again, they're a long way from other services and other facilities. And so that tyranny of distance cuts both ways for either Central Coast Council or for Lake Macquarie Council in providing quality services to these areas. That said, there are people that are quite indifferent. And I think with any question like this, there'll be people that want it both ways. The same thing happens over on the west side of the lake. There's people at Waiea that would rather be part of Central Coast, and then there's others that would fight tooth and nail to remain part of Lake Macquarie.
This must have been a real headache for locals when the Central Coast was part of Greater Sydney for the purpose of the lockdown, when only Sydney was in lockdown.
I think it's been well and truly highlighted that made the ridiculousness of the situation even more poignant than it is just looking at a map, where you could look across not very much distance and people had relative freedom for no real reason other than an arbitrary line on a map that didn't make much sense in the modern context. So, yeah, I'm fully with residents in that regard. That delineation made no sense at all. However, we are burdened with, as I said, the sins of our past in terms of where we drew those lines on a map some time ago. And when you treat people differently based on LGA borders, then some anomalies surface here and there.
To me, it's a curiosity. To you, possibly more significant than that, because you're the representative of ratepayers around Lake Macquarie. Do you get a sense of any real momentum for change? Is there any push towards moving the boundaries?
There certainly is. So there's a couple of things. COVID has helped snap that into sort of the spotlight a little bit. But historically, it's mainly been around map geography and environmental grounds. So given the importance of the lake of Lake Macquarie in the wider context into the area, to have the entirety of the lake shoreline within one LGA makes a lot of sense for consistency of management, for environmental considerations and planning, for unified approaches to how various environmental matters are dealt with. And there has been quite a concerted push for some time on the basis of the environmental grounds. The bit where it gets more complex, as I've alluded to earlier, was the servicing and the cost impacts to either existing ratepayers of Lake Macquarie or potentially these future ratepayers of Lake Macquarie should the border move. And some of those impacts aren't yet well modelled or understood. They're probably not real favourable for anyone, would be my guess. But I haven't been furnished with a final report that supports that. So in that regard, I'm still somewhat on the fence. I understand and support the environmental aspects. However, I'm cautious in terms of the quality of service that would be applicable to those residents and the financial impacts on council and existing ratepayers, as well as the future potential ratepayers from these other areas should the border move.
So you're talking about roads, sewerage, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, roads, rubbish, any service that you rely on council for, when there's a big body of water in the way and people have to drive and council vehicles have to move quite some distance to get there, that comes at a cost in terms of, travel time rather than physical work benefits, or even lawn mowing, all those sorts of things. Come into the depot, load up your vehicles and shoot off. If the distance is great, then some of those economics don't tie up as well. And that's where it gets difficult. Just the logistical nightmare that the lake creates, as wonderful it is from a tourism perspective and a lifestyles perspective and an environmental perspective, from a practicality and efficiency perspective, it's not hugely useful to have a great big lake in the middle of your LGA.
Jason Pauling, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.